Good morning, this is Rich.
Hey, Rich, it's Mark Weldy over here in Salt Lake City. How's it going, man?
Going good. I was expecting your call.
Good to know. Thank you very much. Well, we're on the line, the Arrow Line, here with Richard Williams, guitarist for the rock band Kansas. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
This tour's been going really awesome for you guys. The Leftover Tour 40th Anniversary Tour. Of course, it wasn't that long ago that you were here in Salt Lake City. Back on August 27th, you were here for our Arrow Fest. You helped us kick Arrow Fest 2016 off with Leonard Skinner. Do you remember, Richard?
Yes. Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a much different show with you guys coming back to Salt Lake City, it being that Kansas is going to be performing in the new Eccles Theater. That's going to be on April 20th of 2017, and we're very excited about that, Rich.
So are we. Yeah, this is it's a Leftover Tour, which is extended into all through next year because of the success of it this year. It's a great night for the fans. We do Leftover Tour in its entirety, which we've never done before. Questions of My Childhood is a song we had never, ever played before until now.
Wow.
But then we have also the new album, The Friendly Implicit, so we're playing six songs off of that. And then we still have other stuff to do. So we're covering 10 albums. It's a 2.5-hour show.
Whoa, that's a long time.
So for your diehard Kansas fans, it's a great night.
And the new Eccles Theater is going to be a great place to hear you guys, too, because that's such a beautiful theater on the inside. It's going to be an intimate show, so your music is really going to stand out and really shine through in that theater. We're excited about it. As this Leftover Tour comes back, 40 years. Wow, what do you think, Rich, looking back on 40 years with Kansas? What do you think about that?
Well, in some ways it seems like yesterday, but on the other hand, I've lived 10 lifetimes since then. So the only thing I still have some of the old equipment from those days, and I still have the same pickup truck. Other than that, everything else is all new.
I want to get back and I want to talk about the Prelude Implicit, the new album here in a moment, and the new single that's out there called With This Heart, which sounds great. Ronnie Platt, man, he just knocks it out of the park. Every song on that album is just really fantastic. But we'll talk about that in a moment and talk about the tour in just a second. But let's talk about you for a second, Rich. How did you get into playing guitar way back in the day?
The way most people did my age. I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and that was it. I wanted to be a guitar player. Everybody in Topeka, which happened in every town in America, suddenly everybody was bitten by the bug. It seemed everybody I knew was a musician. There was a garage band on every block. And so, I stomped my feet and whined and complained. It wasn't until 1966 that I finally talked to my dad and he'd get me a guitar. And that, which was between my sophomore and junior year of high school. So I took lessons that summer. And in my junior years, I was in my first band. You learn a few chords and you can play in a band.
Yeah, right.
That's what I did. And that was with Billy Hart, the Kansas drummer today. We played together since juniors in high school.
Wow, there you go. The two guys that have been in the band since the beginning, you and Phil. What do you think back when you look at your songs that really stand out over, what is it, 21 albums, Phil? The Prelude Implicit makes it 21 albums, doesn't it?
I believe, yeah. But, I don't know.
I don't know. There may be a few more in there, but man, you guys have been together all these years. And looking back on the big songs, Carry On Wayward Son, Point of No Return, and of course, Dust in the Wind, those songs have made such a tremendous impact on rock music. What do you two guys think about when you look back on those songs and they're still here, they're still relevant, and sound just as good today as they did then?
Well, they were very important songs. Wayward Son more than any of them, because that was our fourth album with Don Kirshner. And while we were picking up a little bit of steam, it wasn't paying off for Don, and he was our benefactor. He was pouring a lot of money into the band and recording, in tour support. You know, we had to make a living, so a lot of that was coming out of Kirshner's pocket. So now we move on to the fourth album with Leftover, and if it had not been for Wayward Son breaking that album out, that might have been our last record. We would have maybe done another record with another label, but we would have kind of withered away probably. So very important song to us, but even then we would have never, ever guessed that it was still played every day in every city on every classic rock station in heavy rotation.
We love playing Kansas on the Arrow. We love hearing Kansas in Utah, man. And here Rich and the guys come again with another concert tour. It's a 2-hour show, like you said, and you guys have been knocking it out of the park at theaters and arenas all over the country. The Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, everybody came to see you there. Peabody Opera House in St. Louis, Kauffman Center in Kansas City, Majestic Theater Dallas, killing them there, Atlanta, the Symphony Hall, and you'll be back here in Salt Lake City soon, but what else? What else? Where else are you going?
We're looking at probably at least another 50 dates of Leftover Tour next year. We'll go to Europe next year.
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on. We did New Year's this year, I think we'll have hit 100 shows this year. And we had 96 the year before, and that's the schedule for next year.
Wow. How many pieces in that band? I remember counting, what, seven of you guys?
Yeah, there's seven of us.
Seven all total in the band, and you, Rich Williams, and Phil Ehart, original members of the band. And Ronnie Platt, he's such a fantastic guy. I had the chance to talk to him when you guys were back here in August, and what a nice fella, and what a great contribution to the band Kansas.
Really, he's been waiting for this opportunity his whole life. I saw him, the first time I saw him, he was singing with a band called Shooting Star out of Kansas City, and we were playing a festival together in Minnesota, and I just wandered over to see what they were up to, and they had a new singer. I was like, good grief, who is this guy? So my first impression of Ronnie was seeing him stand in front of a crowd of, you know, thousands of people, and he had them in the palm of his hand, and I thought, my God, they got a great singer. And so when Steve announced his retirement, he was my first thought. I got to get a hold of that Flat guy. We were friends on Facebook.
Right.
And he texted me a message and just said, well, I hear Steve retired. I'd just like, if you guys are going to continue on, I'd like to put my, you know, hat in the ring here. And so we flew him down to Atlanta just to talk with him. I'd already seen what he could do, so we knew he had the pipes. We really had to just see, is this somebody we can get along with, because we spend so much time together.
Sure.
And he was just a Midwestern guy like us. It's like him. And it was a very easy fit, and off we went.
You had to see if he was a good fit, because you might be together for another 40 years, right?
You never know.
No kidding.
Plans on stopping.
Ronnie Platt told me about writing the lyrics for With This Heart and how nervous he was showing them to you.
First, it was going to be an instrumental. It was just had a really cool vibe to it. And then we started thinking about, well, maybe let's see what else we can do. So we started adding things to it. And it was lacking a middle section, so I wrote the whole middle section of it. And Ronnie, he was still coming up with the melody, and Ronnie just showed up with the lyric sheet one day and just says, well, I've written some lyrics.
Man, that song's got great lyrics.
Yeah, and I read the lyric sheet, and I was like, wow, I wouldn't change a word of this. This is great.
Wow.
It was exactly the type of, on the album, we were trying to be quintessentially Kansas, lyrically, musically, having a lot of variety on the album, a lot of progressive things on the album, but not sticking to any one thing in particular. Turned out a lot of different feels, different textures, and even with the artwork, we wanted the whole package to be as quintessentially Kansas as we could possibly make. That was the goal, and going into that was kind of scary because traditionally Steve Walsh and Terry Lipwin had written the material, and while the band was involved in their arrangement and you know, little twists and turns here, they were the ones that were planting the seeds, so we had to come up with that ourselves. And so I was a little nervous going in. Where's this going to come from? But we got together and made a record, and it was very exciting.
I got to tell you, this is a really awesome album, The Prelude Implicit. We've listened to all the tracks on this album. We're very impressed with it. It is quintessentially Kansas. Sounds like the stuff that we've loved from the past, so you guys nailed it. You did a great job. And this single, With This Heart, it's doing pretty well. People love this song. They're responding to it emotionally, just like you said. Those incredible lyrics and that sound that you guys bring that is Kansas is taking this song into the future and taking this band into the future. And we can't wait for you guys to get back out here to Salt Lake City so we can hear you one more time and see you one more time and get a chance to thank you for all the cool music you've brought us over the years.
Well, there'll be more than one more time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm saying it like it's the last time, right?
Yeah, this is not the final lap by a bunch of old farts making one more last journey around the track.
This is not the goodbye tour, right?
No, this is the Prelude Implicit is not only the album title, but that's kind of the band motto. Prelude is the introduction of something new musically, and Implicit means absolutely. This is a new band with a new energy and a new drive that is extremely creative, and we're looking way down the road. We're starting the next album in 2018.
Wow,
and then
great.
We'll publish, and with that, we'll probably incorporate that with the Point of Return tour and take that for a couple of years.
Well, best of luck to you on this tour. We can't wait for you to get back out here to Salt Lake City for the 40th anniversary, the Leftover Tour 40th anniversary tour. On the line with us, Rich Williams. He's a lead guitarist for the rock band Kansas. If you just tuned in to catch what's going on, they're going to be out here in Salt Lake City, and this is why he's on the phone with us to make this announcement April 20th at the New Echoes Theater here in downtown Salt Lake City. And by the way, those tickets go on sale on Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m., and we're not going to let you forget about that because we want you to get in to see the rock band Kansas and see Rich. Now, Rich, can I talk about your eye?
Sure. you want.
If you don't know already, Rich is the guy with a guitar and an eye patch up on stage with Kansas. And Richard, you're the only dude I know with an eye patch. I know it was some kind of accident. What happened to you, Rich?
4th of July, between 7th and 8th grade, I was idle hands. I was stripping firecrackers and putting all the explosive into a old glass medicine bottle with a porcelain lid. So I guess some grit or whatever got into the lid when I screwed the lid on, and it sparked and exploded.
Man.
And it blew the eye right out of my head. I had thousands of pieces of glass in me. Blew my clothes almost off my body. Burnt my left hand black and blew a hole through my right hand.
Goodness!
It was of course I was at that age. It would be more traumatic now probably. At that, I was wrapped up like the mummy in the hospital. And the next morning, the doctor came in and he put his hand on my shoulder and said, "You know, son, we had to remove your eye."
Aww.
And my first thought was, I said, "Did you keep it?" I wanted to have it in a jar, to chill my friends.
You're awesome. That's funny.
And he told my parents he'll be fine.
Hey, Rich, thanks for telling us that story about your eye. We'll see you when you get here in Salt Lake City on April 20th, 2017, at the New Echoes Theater. By the way, everybody, you can keep up and follow Kansas on Facebook.com/Kansas Band, also their website, KansasBand.com, and on Twitter @KansasBand. Really cool to talk to you, Richard, here on the Arrow about Kansas and your career. I'll see you when you get to Salt Lake City on April 20th at the New Echoes Theater.
So long.